The starting point for anyone planning to build a serious greenhouse is deciding what to grow. Many people initially have a romantic idea of what owning a greenhouse entails. Strolling amidst flowering plants with a watering can during winter months, or reading the newspaper in an orchid house with a cup of coffee. The reality is that an owner's physical comfort and a greenhouse's effectiveness are not necessarily compatible. If it's a tropical greenhouse, it can get quite steamy, Turkowicz says. An orchid house is not a good place for a library. If your purpose is to grow bedding plants and you want them to thrive when they're ready to be planted outside, constraints apply. For those who do like the idea of sitting in a chair underneath a palm tree in December, a conservatory, the modern version of an orangery, a glass room usually attached to a house, is the obvious answer. If you're using it to grow plants, it's really a greenhouse, Ron says. But if you're putting plant displays in it or art, then it's a conservatory. If you're trying to grow actual produce, things can get expensive fast. In a larger greenhouse, there are partitions and mechanical systems, automated shades and vents, fans, heaters, water pumps that break the structure into zones. One is usually frost-free, 40 degrees Fahrenheit, and the other is temperate, 50 degrees Fahrenheit, and the other is warm, 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Virtually any plant can be grown year-round in a greenhouse. The most common are often what you'd expect: tomatoes, lettuces, and peppers. Ron says his company does fewer residential projects annually. They average just 2 or 3, but they're larger in scope. The $400,000 he quotes is the starting price. "We did one greenhouse in Florida," he says. "It cost millions of dollars and was set on a private island."